All right.
Actually,
well,
no. I should chew a little of my rice cake before we.
Okay. I'm just using this as the pre-roll.
Podcast. Time for a podcast. Time for the Metafilm podcast. Josh Millard and Justin West. Talk with somebody about the best of the web. The best of the web.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 133 of Best of the Web, the Metafilter Monthly Podcast. I am Josh Millard, a.k.a. Cortex.
And I'm Jessamine.
And we are recording on Friday, September the something, the 29th. We're getting out ahead of the month this time.
It's nice work.
Friday afternoon, my early afternoon, your late afternoon. Still late afternoon, like at 4:30, even when the days start to get long, right? Like, does it ever stop being late afternoon?
Actually, in a couple months, it becomes nighttime.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, it's dark, but like, it still feels 29, like
4:29. My time is actually after dark, like in my little valley where I live.
See, that's tricky. The stretch. I mean, it's not like I'm encountering for the first time the concept that the length of days change, but it feels like somehow afternoon should be afternoon. Like, you know,
consistently. Well, I mean, technically it is.
Yeah.
It's still not before noon.
I mean, if the sun's up till 9, it's not like still the afternoon at 7:30, even if it's like plenty bright out. So like it feels like it should still be afternoon, even if it got dark in the winter. I don't know.
I'm not even sure I understand the point you're making.
I'm not sure I do either.
And I usually feel like I speak Cortex decently.
Yeah, I maybe just be discombobulated. We were talking about the sort of zoo of figuring out how to organize stuff for Secretariat broke her foot.
Has been hobbled.
Places. Yeah.
What do they call it when like something happens to a horse's leg? You have to take her out and shoot her. Like you must have been making like some horse jokes about this.
No. You just veered super hard over to that.
That's just her username.
It doesn't mean she's a horse.
I know she's not a horse.
Secretariat's a horse.
Secretariat's a horse. Well, see, that's what I mean. It's the de re de dicto distinction, my favorite distinction. At any rate, she got a fetlock out of kilter.
She's got a whole broken foot and that whole thing going on. And
get well soon, Angela. That sucks.
Sinus infection that's been over, which is so much more minor by comparison, but at the same time, it's sort of like
no, it's worse. A broken foot, you can at least see it on the X-ray and be like, that will heal.
So yeah, we've sort of been there, but I don't even remember what I'm segueing from exactly.
You were saying you don't make any sense because you've been under the weather because things are complicated.
So yes, you were talking before we started about having a busy day and there's busy all around, but here we are. By God, we're recording. It's a podcast. That's fucking great.
It is.
And we're doing
it's good
it
to
today
talk to you.
Partly because, oh, you too. We're doing it today partly because you're going to be traveling next week because you're going.
I'm going to Edmonton, Alberta.
See, now I'm saying Ontario for some reason. Are you going to Ontario like next year or later this year?
I'm driving to. No, I'm not going to Ontario.
Okay,
oh yeah, I'm going to
up.
Ontario later. So I'm going to Edmonton, Alberta next week, and then I'm going to Toronto, Ontario. Torontonians, let's get together early next year.
All right, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, library conference stuff. I'm excited. So I'm going to actually drive to Montreal and then get on a plane from there because it's actually the easiest way to get to Edmonton. Like, other than you get on a plane in the U.S. and then you deal with a whole bunch of customs shit and then you transfer. It's twice as long as a flight. Then it's actually shorter to drive to Canada and then fly from Canada.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's cool. That's some cool stuff.
I think so. I love going to Canada. I always love going to Canada, and I haven't been to Alberta in 20 years, 30 years, like a really long time. I went one time. I saw a moose. I saw that giant mall. That was mostly what I remember.
I've been to Vancouver a couple times. I don't think I've been anywhere else in Canada.
Oh, you should. The whole, you know, Eastern Canada is also very cool.
Yeah, and I know
the Maritimes is amazing.
Several Mephites from various parts too, and it'd be nice. Like Nubs is up in Calgary area, I think.
Oh, nice. Calgary's cool.
Yeah. But Vancouver's like right here, relatively speaking. Like you can just like drive north from Portland and miss Seattle and boom, you're in Vancouver. So
yeah, Calgary's the only like kind of southernish city as opposed to the ones way up high that I haven't actually been to.
Well, maybe we should meet in the middle at some point.
Have a big meetup. That'd be fun. Oh, and I haven't been to Winnipeg.
Oh, okay.
Important.
You should do that. You should put that on the old pegboard.
What?
I don't know. Winnipeg, pegboard, I don't know. Pinboard? Pin,
what is that word?
Pegboard? Like you know, no, you dirty. That's not what I'm talking about. This is a family podcast.
No, that's not what I meant. I just like listening to you pronounce words different from me.
Oh, peg. I'm sorry. A pegboard. Yes.
See, you know how.
That you put pegs into.
Yes, pegs. I don't know what you're thinking of. I'm a grown-up lady.
Yeah. So Metafilter, stuff and things. We talk about Metafilter on this podcast. There's a Unix sysadministrator. Sysadministrator, yes. There's a sysadmin job in Rhode Island posted by W. Enesvet. What ho.
Actually hired a Mephite the last time he was looking for somebody for this job, if I remember correctly.
Or
he hired some. He hired Fredward, I believe.
Nice.
Who said it was a wonderful job and was really happy to have it. And I don't remember exactly why this is an open job, but it looked like a cool job. It's a great location.
The elaborate murder plot that was this job position came to its conclusion, and it's time to begin the cycle anew.
What are you talking about?
So if you want to get murdered as a sysadmin in Providence.
What? How is this?
I don't know. We're going to accept like limitless free association on this episode. I think it's just
okay.
The
all right, good. As long as it's limitless.
Yep.
All right.
So that was jobs. projects. There's a bunch of good stuff on projects. It's like
as per always.
Things. Yeah. One of these months, there's just going to be like just nothing but bad stuff on projects, and we're just going to have to be like, oh man, what do we do here?
So projects was okay. Yeah. Let me.
There's a tweet bot that just keeps tweeting the word moist once a day. That's
Is it possible, you know, I haven't voted for a project since 2017?
It's possible. Do you? I mean, is that part of your
workflow? Since the very beginning of the year. Sorry, I'm aware we're still in that year.
Yeah. Is that not part of your normal workflow?
I don't know. I thought it was. But now I'm looking and apparently it's super not. Looks like there's a whole bunch of dead moms in projects, and I think that's why I avoided it this month.
Yeah. There's at least one.
There's two at least.
But, I was kind of also
both of which are very good, but couldn't.
Yeah. No, it's tricky. Like, I don't want to be non-supportive, but I also was like, yeah, I just didn't have the emotional energy to get into that. so it's there. But, well, one thing I did enjoy, because it required no emotional energy, and it was kind of about helping with, like, social anxiety and emotional energy stuff, is this thing by Philosophistry called Call Ahead that will just make very simple phone calls because you need to call somewhere but you don't like making phone calls. So if you want to find out if a restaurant's open, use this and someone will call and find out and let you know. And that's the
whole
thing. Dude,
how did I miss this? That's amazing.
A quiet little projects post the other day. Yesterday. How did you miss this by not, you know, looking at projects since yesterday?
Oh, because I've been busy all damn day today is exactly how.
Yeah, you're fine.
This is great. I want to actually work for them. Because, like, I don't love the phone, but this kind of phone call, like, hi, are you open? Thank you. I actually like because I can do it. And so it feels like a little chivo to, like, dial a phone and then get off the phone not wanting to kill yourself or other people, which is often how I feel after I have long phone conversations, which is funny because I never feel that way like talking to you, for example.
It's just because I'm so charming.
Well, but I know you're not going to stick me in some conversational eddy of horror.
Yeah, yeah.
And, at least not on purpose. And if you did, you'd feel bad about it. Oh, yep. I'm sorry. Was that a conversational eddy of horror I stuck you in by mistake? I'm so sorry.
Yep. Ugh. You're not going to get pinned down by some weirdness.
Somebody else's bad boundaries. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed. So I love that idea, and I'm actually going to use it and promote it to other people. I enjoyed Annotated Chicken Slaughter, of course.
Yes. Yes, this was very good.
Which was by Backseat Pilot, who is a person I know in real life, as well as a person I know on the internet. And basically they helped when they culled the chickens. And I feel like I knew about this from somewhere else also. Like, I feel like I saw a picture or two on Instagram or somewhere else where I follow Bexy Pilot. But basically it's just a set of pictures and a blog post about what it actually means to go, you know, kill and process chickens so you can eat them. Yeah. So yeah, these are pictures from Instagram and I saw them, at least some of them. Yeah. They got like special machines, special plucker machine, evisceration station.
Yeah, I thought that plucking machine was really interesting. And yeah, we should say like, and the post says this much too. It's not like gory photos. Like, it's discussing the process of, you know, killing and
there is a chicken who's alive and then dead later, but it's not like a chicken going, "Please tell my family I love them," or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is part of his blog, Somerville Test Kitchen, which also has a couple other sort of food related blogs, blog posts. So it's kind of a newish.
Yeah.
Is it a newish thing? Maybe it's not a newish thing.
I don't remember if it's new.
Well, it's sporadic. Posts are from January 2016, July 2017, but now August and September 2017.
So sporadic and new-ish. I think that ish is fair. Last couple
of years. Yeah, I mean, new compared to, you know, my 20-year-old blog, but yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and Boncliffe asked him a question. Churachura asked him a question. He answered some of the questions in the thread. It was neat.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Way to kill those chickens. I don't know what it is today. I enjoy this this project from Refractal.
I didn't understand this because when I see like software library, I'm like, oh, I don't know what this means.
It's always kind of funny when a project's post is like a link to a Git repo, because like, oh, so it's not a thing I can go.
Well, and I understand
look at.
Git, and yet, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't understand it either. I mean, I think I have a basic understanding of it, and it's a very specialty thing, and I really dig that. It seems to be, my understanding is basically it's a software library so that you've got ships are moving around, they've got bills of lading that's, you know, just part of the standard, you know, shipping processes. Somebody has publicly registered the contents of each ship that's shipping around, and then it ships wherever it ships. And then you can use that and combine that with like the actual sort of communications stuff that happens in like ports for ships to sort of navigate and sort themselves out. You could do sort of like real-time visualization if you wanted to, say, using this library of just what's moving around on the water somewhere. And I don't know why exactly you'd want to do that, but it sounds like it'd be an amusing thing to do, you know, sort of like if you wanted to just sort of like look at a filtered view of kinds of merchandise floating around on a map.
I like that idea, though. And it's cool to have it be a thing you can do. I mean, this was the thing we were talking about during our Wikipedia conversation before this one. Not you and I, but me and the guy I was talking to. Is structured data is getting to the point where it's accessible to mortals. And so, you know, it doesn't really matter why you do that. The point is, like, you actually can do that. And that's delightful because you just – somebody wants to do that. And so how cool is it that that person, whoever that person is, or that app or that process or whatever,
yep,
can actually have access in that way?
Yeah. It's nice. I like seeing people chase that stuff down. Like, it doesn't have to be for me at all. I mean, ideally, most of it won't be. It'll be stuff that's like for that one person who's like, yeah, I'm into that, for every possible person that could be. And it's nice. It's nice that we sort of live in that environment now.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the other thing that made me happy, partly because it addressed a recent unhappiness, is Urban Well Shark made three Metafilter Grease Monkey scripts. And so for those of you who, like me, use Firefox, you've probably felt, if also like me, you use an iOS device, you felt like recent updates are ruining your entire life, right? So Firefox changed so that you need special, I can't even explain it, but old hacky add-ons don't work. People need to rewrite them to work with the existing way Firefox is going to work, which mostly means most stuff works, but some stuff doesn't work. And especially the stuff that doesn't work may be kind of rando abandonware stuff that you have no help or hope of getting to work.
Right.
So one of those things was Grease Monkey, although they're going to get a new one fairly shortly. But what it meant was that a bunch of stuff was either going to stop working. Oh, and the same is true for iOS 11 for the phone. So I've got some old apps that I use all the time, but that aren't going to work anymore because, you know, they were written a million years ago and abandoned and they don't even exist anymore. And it's just sad. So Urban Whale Shark was like, you know, it would be fun to have just a noodly little project and learn how to do the stuff. And so he took three of the scripts that he uses and rewrote them as little add-ons that you can have and plug into Firefox. And I was just happy that he did that. Like, what a cool little way to make a thing that is helpful. So it includes Metafilter Favisualized. I don't know what the hell that is. Metafilter Navigator, which will make navigating up and down and backwards and forwards and threads easier. And Metafilter Favoriteers, again, it has something to do with favorites, so it's dead to me. And because I use some other add-on which basically hides favorites from me. Like, I don't use Metafilter's built-in favorite hiding, but I do a thing, I think we've talked about this, where it's like some almost favorites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it'll show me...
Yeah,
This has a favorite, this has a few favorites, this has the most favorites. In fact, I should probably see what the hell that thing is, because it's actually fairly cool. It was just cool. I was happy.
It's nice to see that sort
hearts,
of
Metafilter community. Fuzzy hearts.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that's sort of like
I feel like I talk about every now and again. Sorry.
Just sort of seconding you on, like, it's nice to see it as sort of like a community asset maintenance thing. Like, you know, this is something that started with people just sort of doing stuff for the site and someone else sitting down saying, well, I want to make sure this kind of keeps working. Like, he acknowledges to some extent it's just a personal project too, but still, it's nice. Good on you.
I don't even know where Metafilter Fuzzy Hearts even went to. I'm trying to Google it and having... Oh, there it is.
Fuzzy
hearts. I mean, I just figured I would put a...
Do they find it? Sorry.
Yeah, fuzzy hearts. So there's the script.
Nice.
For that. I stole it from Plutor and I'm probably a bad person.
I will.
I feel like I need to put a shout out for all of the learned leaguers who wrapped up their season. You'll be happy to know that I have finally promoted myself out of E League into D League, where I expect fully to get my ass kicked resoundedly all through the last season. But it was funny because, like, Jim's in D League and he got promoted to C League, so we're not going to be in the same league. But my friend Neil got demoted from C League to D League, so I'm going to play with Neil. And then Neil's girlfriend Tamara got promoted or stayed in C League, so she's going to get to play with Jim. And I'm sure there's other Metafilter people who moved around. Zero Key, Jason, and I both got promoted out of E League. At any rate, happy end of Learned League, everybody who played.
All right.
Yeah. And if anybody wants a referral or whatever, contact me or the other Metafilter people who play there.
I will mention, for the sake of linking to him, the dead moms.
It's fine.
Well,
it's fine.
It's two posts from users about, you know,
and they're both very good. I didn't mean to sort of be negative about them. Now's not the time for me personally.
Yeah, yeah. One of them is 80 cats in a dog suit made a post about basically making a shrine as a way of dealing with the grief of mom's passing. So it's a nice sort of some process stuff and finished product, and it's just kind of a cool thing.
Nice.
And then the other one was Miss Jenny wrote...
Longtime Me Fight, who does a lot of really awesome stuff. I'm a big fan of her in general.
And she wrote up basically a story about how her mother's health issues ended up costing her life in the long run. Because
right, with crappy health insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that ended up getting a Metafilter post. It got a bunch of good discussion, too, and occasional bits of annoying discussion. But, yeah, hey, what do you do?
Surprise,
at the internet?
Surprise.
But, yeah, no, it's people seem to, like, I'm not going to pretend to know more about it than I did, because I really know about it mostly atmospherically from, you know, moderating the thread. But, like, people seem to, by and large, get a lot out of it as in terms of sort of a thoughtful and real sort of write-up about some of this stuff. And, you know, coming from a very personal place on Miss Jenny's part too. So, if you got
would
the spoons for it, by all means,
participate. Yeah, God, did she participate in the thread?
I don't recall, actually.
Okay.
Not in any fights in the thread during hours that I was moderating. So I...
Well, there's that.
So, yes.
Moshkel, gobroitcha vrona torsha, consola sins and tail, my barky bear can get a whim. The yaska clan the brock of wine, goes far a course and chaskara, a heat on a grain. The line just follow us on the goes crown no look on it. Clock is clock.
But yeah, that's really all I had to specifically mention from projects. You have anything else?
No. I didn't interact. I was, you know, some months I'm just heavily into different parts of the site, and like I'm looking back on my activity in Metafilter proper, and I just was not that engaged. But I was heavily engaged in Ask Metafilter and also MetaTalk, which, you know, I don't know. You move around.
There has been some stuff certainly on Metafilter. One of the cool things, I guess we're going to talk about Metafilter, is
either one, whatever you want.
There's this post by Bigger J back right at the beginning of the month called Reanimate Everything about the genre of reanimations, which is weird, sliced up, shot-for-shot fan remakes of cartoons. So it's...
Can you explain that to me a little bit more than that?
Yeah. So take a cartoon. Say, like, an episode of...
Scooby-Doo.
Apparently This Existed, the Super Mario World cartoon, or Scooby-Doo.
Don't talk to me about Mario, because if I had gotten that answer on Mario, I would have known I was going to be in D-League much earlier instead of biting my nails until the middle of the night, because I don't know what Smash Brothers is.
Oh, yeah, it's a game. So Scooby-Doo, then. Let's not talk about... Let's not talk about Mario. I mean, Smash Brothers really incorporates a whole bunch
Shut
of
up.
Things besides Mario. But
right.
Scooby-Doo,
I saw Pikachu
in
there and was completely confused.
Solid Snake's in there at this point. The guy from Metal Gear. And that's just completely nuts.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? It's a
No. Like, what is a Solid Snake? What?
That's just the guy's name. He's the main character of Metal Gear and...
What is Solid Metal Gear?
It's a video game franchise. It's a long-running video game Freedom of Frame franchise by directed
Solid
by a guy named Hideo
Snake,
Kojima.
You say.
And yes, Solid Snake is the protagonist of the first game.
The main hero, Metal Gear. Yeah. God almighty. I mean, this is awesome. I'm always amazed when I find things where, like, I have no hooks into what you're talking about. Like, I know what a video game is.
Metal
the
Gear
rest
is a
of it up.
Goddamn rabbit hole, too. Like, it's famously convoluted in its plotting and character stuff. So, but anyway, he's certainly not a Nintendo character, but he's in Smash Brothers now. Anyway, this reanimation thing is cool. take a cartoon, like, for example, Scooby-Doo, and you take an episode of that cartoon, and you take the original soundtrack, and you slice up the actual episode into, I don't know, 100 bits, 200 bits, and you assign each of those bits, which is very small, just like a few seconds maybe of a cartoon, each of those goes to an animator, and the animator takes the original cartoon and looks at it and says, okay, how am I going to redo this from scratch in my own style? And they do that. And then that all gets cobbled together into this wildly vibrating, aesthetically unstable thing, sort of
because
moored
everybody's
on the original soundtrack.
Got their own style. So every few seconds, the style changes, but the storyline's the same?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the same soundtrack, and you know, it's got a very sort of like a coherent, exquisite corpse sort of feel where it's constantly shifting. But, you know, you got the through line of whatever's going on in the episode sort of keeps it all in the same place. It's really wonderful to watch. There's a Star Wars, I can't remember the exact title. I'm sure someone mentioned it in the thread somewhere, but there's a Star Wars, like, recut thing that fans did years ago where they did this with Star Wars. Like, every 15 seconds of the film was someone else, and they were doing, could be animation, it could be stop motion, it could be live footage. Sort of doing jokey.
I'm watching the first few seconds of the Scooby-Doo one.
But yeah, it's fascinating stuff. I really like this sort of like odd collaborative insanity in sort of a structured environment like this. So I expect some people would find it super off-putting, and that's fine. But,
yeah. I don't know if I would watch any of this stuff for fun, but I am happy that it exists in the world.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I liked, speaking of shit people draw, I guess,
sure.
Was this post just from a couple days ago from Gwint. And it's basically, it's called an interactive illustration. I don't know if you basically looked at this, but you click it, and essentially it's a little trolley trip that sort of control. I mean, you can basically move, like, left, right, and if you click, like, a bell dings. And it's a little trolley trip, and, like, cats in outfits get on and off the trolley, and it's just, it's very calm. I mean, chill is one of the tags. Like, it's very calm. It seems like a game because you got to kind of pull up to the right place and the trolley stop and the doors open. But you kind of like go bumbada, 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 like up and down and open the doors and cats get on and cats get off and they're wearing like robes and hats and outfits. And as near as I can tell, I had to kind of get off the bus at some point because I had to go somewhere. But as near as I can tell, like that's just it. And it's pretty. And,
yeah.
And it's hand-drawn, so it's got a really interesting look that is not the normal look for things like this. So if people haven't checked it out, I recommend you check it out because it's very good. And it's got 29 comments and 29 favorites, which is just perfect.
Yeah, I'd read about it, but I haven't played it. But yeah, it sounds like a really nice little thing. So,
and I saw it like linked on Facebook and was like, rah, this is the best. And then came to Metafilter to post it, and it was already there.
That's just the way it is sometimes.
Some things will never change.
Yep. I just minimized my browser window. That was not a smooth transition.
My browser's doing something fuckity with the tabs. All of my tabs are like on top of each other for no reason.
Oh, weird.
So, you know, I think this is part of that like Firefox problem, right? Where like I think I had a tab manager plugin that has failed. But as a result, it's failed in kind of an ugly way, not an easy way. So, yeah.
Yeah. This is why I keep myself to like 6 tabs, maybe 7 on a stretch.
How do you do the podcast then? I open everything in a tab.
The podcast is the one exception. And if I were not doing it specifically for the podcast, I would be having massive tab anxiety. Right now, I'm like, well, no, I know I've got things organized by subsite. I know where they are. I don't actually need to like go to these things in real time in random order. So it's fine. But boy, I'm not fond of it. But I just
we talked to Fire Phoenix about tabs on
I saw her tweeting about
Twitter.
Losing like 34.
She's
tabs.
Like, I lost 34 tabs, and then Kay O'Mara's like, would it help if it said I've never had 34 tabs open in my life? And then I was like, would it help if I told you they were browser plugins? Because I mean, occasionally it does help somebody. To be like, there's actually a plugin that can help you, but yeah. Sometimes that's just a dick move, and so I, you know, wanted to ask first. But it turned into kind of a very interesting, funny little Twitter thread.
Good, yeah, that's always a weird thing. Like I've almost learned never to complain about a software issue, even if my whole purpose is super clearly to just vent having done something dumb, and because like I know I'm going to get like 5 tweets explaining to me how to not do a thing dumb, and it's like, well, you know, that's. Tweet me about, like, you know, a time machine, and I can go back and apply that information. But right now, I'm just kind of angry.
Right. Have you ever considered being a different kind of person?
Yep.
Are you reconsidering your choices? You're like, dude, just, yeah, no, I don't, yeah, I don't do.
I accidentally deleted some files on a Linux box, like, years ago. And got a bunch of helpful explanations about how to not do that in the future. And I was like, well, okay, that's good, but, you know, read the fucking
Eat a dick.
Come on.
Yeah.
I thought this post was interesting. Like outside of my experience, just like we were talking about niche stuff again, and this is a post from Spam and Kimchi about a site called Psych Ward Reviews. That's literally a review site for psychiatric hospitals, basically on the idea that like, you know, there's very different, you know, quality of treatment and quality of experience that like.
Oh, God, isn't there?
People have heard
isn't
from,
there?
You know, talking to their friends about it. It's like, well, what if there was, you know, an actual
Excuse
review
me.
Site for this? So, you know, it's one of those threads that was not super long, but, like, almost everybody commented. It's like, oh, shit, yes, this. So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
But the site is on a temporary hiatus?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the story is.
Let's take a look. Does it say?
I guess let's find out live on the radio.
This is good radio. The projects have slowed down. There have been some obstacles in my personal life. I expect the hiatus to end sometime in December. All right. Good. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. I'm actually surprised you can't review psychiatric hospitals on Yelp a little bit. But as somebody who has a person in my extended life who spends a lot of time on and off in psychiatric hospitals, it really matters whether you're in a good one or a bad one. And and sometimes you can pick, you know, like sometimes shit's going on, but it's not going on super fast. And you can be like, well, do I want to be in this hospital or that hospital? And it's good to know if they're going to diagnose you as bipolar for being bisexual, as the title states. I'm sorry that happened to you. That's crappy.
There was also a post.
This
about-
post by what?
Oh, what? Oh. What? Sorry.
This post by Matt.
Who?
Matt Howey.
Oh, that's
site
I've heard of him.
User. But it's basically like I looked at this post and was like, oh, that's kind of cool, and like. Good News for the Insane fixed a typo.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't even mention I'm fixing a typo in Matt's post who hasn't posted since June 2015 to the front page.
Well, the good news is he'll make another post like late next year and it'll be to the same site and it'll be his. It won't be the first time he accidentally doubles. I'll just find this somewhere and be like, hey, this is really cool. I should put this on Metafilter.
Well, and it is great, actually. It's
yeah, I saw this going around. I just didn't catch the actual post.
Basically, it's a project. A guy found 1960s matchbooks from a resort in upstate New York, but then went back and the place has been condemned. And then he took like the pictures from the matchbooks and then took a picture of the same place all fucked up now. And made animated GIFs out of them, and it's fascinating, and it's a step above the normal kind of what do they call it, disaster porn?
Yeah,
because you know there's these postcard pictures of people like you know enjoying stuff and blah 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 blah, and then there's just pictures of stuff with like friggin' trees growing through them. And of course, like, I'm looking at this and I just want to live at this place, right? I want to move there immediately and, like, slap a coat of paint on it and move right in. I don't even care. But it's fascinating. Like, it's fascinating. I mean, there must be, like, a, you know, a wall around it or something. I don't know. But at any rate, Matt made the post. There was a lot of uptake. The thread was really interesting. 103 favorites, 64 comments. Nice. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And people added their own links of other things they found was interesting. So it was cool. I liked it.
Nice.
Yeah. Technically in August, but we didn't mention it in the last podcast because we didn't notice.
Get down to the wire like that. You're really playing with the you're playing with the dice. I don't know. I'm just going to say words and whatever happens, happens.
All right.
I enjoyed this post a couple weeks ago from, I'm going to say Fizz. I haven't scrolled down to the name yet. Yes, it's totally Fizz. It's definitely in Fizz's multiple links with pull quotes style of video game.
And bullets. Stuff. Bullets. And,
yeah.
But number not one like, with a bullet. Fizz.
Not like obnoxiously so. And I've said before that I'm not personally super big on mega posts for their own right. Like I know a lot of people genuinely like them.
That's great.
I'm not super big on them. I'm not against them, but I'm probably not going to engage with them. But I feel
like
this hits a nice balance of like, you know, usually hits with a couple good main subject links and then has a few quotes inside. But it's like, you know, here's a quote from an article. Here's another article with a quote. In a way that doesn't feel super overwhelming so much as like sort of skimmable if I'm looking for more. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. Anyway, Metroid is the thing. There's a couple new Metroid games coming out and Metroid is a franchise that I like a great deal. And I like this thread just because it got people sort of talking a little bit about old Metroid games because this new one is kind of a
remake.
So Metroid
is... a type of game or a brand of game? I felt like Metroid was an arcade game. Am I wrong about that?
It was never an arcade game. It's a it's a specific
franchise. I'm so sorry that you just have to explain all this stuff to me.
I enjoyed it. It's nice to have an excuse to prattle.
Because I enjoy it, but I feel weird about it because I feel like it's like, well, Jessamine, a grilled cheese sandwich is when you take a piece of cheese and...
Well, but imagine you were super into sandwiches and someone like was like, I don't know about sandwiches. Tell me about them. You'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to tell you about sandwiches.
Right.
Shit,
because
yeah.
they so, are good.
Like, seriously, the reason we haven't actually started a Josh Explains Video Games Adjustment podcast is not because I'm not enthusiastic about the idea.
Enthusiastic about learning.
Yeah, I just don't want to hustle another podcast. I sort of stopped hustling
so
any
Metroid
podcast.
Okay, so Metroid was a Nintendo thing, Wikipedia is telling
me. Yeah. Yeah, it was an original Nintendo Entertainment System game and... It was a good one. Made an impression on it in my youth. I made a post a while back about some remakes of the theme music from the original one. I should jig this up, but some guy was doing them on a synth, and he's actually finished that since then. And I bought the album on iTunes for $5 of the whole soundtrack redone, and it's great. And so that's the sort of like I'm on board with the Metroid. And there's a new game out for the DS that is basically a remake-ish of Super Metroid, which was the Super Nintendo sequel. Or I guess this is somewhere in between Super Metroid and Metroid 2. This is a remake-ish of Metroid 2, which was the Game Boy Metroid game, the only Game Boy Metroid game ever made. And there was a fan effort that sort of got C&D'd, possibly because Nintendo was working on this and a bunch of stuff. You can sort of read the thread for the content, but
it's a narrative summed up in a bunch of kind of long, meaty articles about it.
Yeah, and then a new game out that people seem to think is good. And also turned into partly a discussion of the music from Metroid 2, which has like the weirdest music, and that's kind of great too. And there's links in there to some of the soundtrack stuff, so if you're curious about some weird old music, go for it. But so your question about Metroid franchise or genre is actually kind of on point, though, because there's also a larger genre of games called Metroidvanias.
Vanias? Like Pennsylvania?
Like Castlevania. Which is also a franchise of, you know, the Belmont family and their whips and exploring spooky old gothic castles. And the Castlevania games and the Metroid games sort of occupy a similar space in certain parts of the franchise where there's sort of unlocking new powers and re-exploring bits of the castle or planet or wherever you are after you have those powers to open new doors that you couldn't before. And that's that whole style is a genre called Metroidvania at this point. So, yeah, it's complicated namespace.
Interesting.
Anyway,
okay.
I like the Metroids. They're good.
And great post by Fizz.
Yeah.
All right. Let me figure out what is going on with my tabs, because I know what I want to talk about. Oh, here it is. Last post was by Matt. This one is about Matt, and it's a post by M-Dash, and it's a post called Matt Chats with Cats, a surprisingly underrated YouTube channel where Matt talks to stray cats in the neighborhood. And, of course, like anything, and it's got one tag, and that tag is cats. And basically, the thread is kind of what you would expect. Like, people are like, I love this. Other people are like, ugh. And other people are like, this guy with his plummy accent handing out snacks to cats. If they did that to my cat, blah, blah, blah. So it's just funny and interesting. And in fact, I checked out some of the videos. And it is kind of like just a goofy YouTube channel where a guy walks around the neighborhood talking to animals.
That's great.
You know, it's one of those great internet things.
Yeah, that's just the stuff as it should
and
be.
I will make a note to this specific comment, which is going to feed into a later MetaTalk related discussion we can have.
All right.
In a good way.
Yes. Okay.
I'm glad you're picking up what I'm laying down, because
yep, I gotcha.
I didn't want to be ominous and be like, and I'm going to give you such a talking to.
Yeah, no. For the viewer at home, imagine Jessamine linking that and me looking at it and looking over at her and like doing sort of pistol fingers. Yeah.
pistol fingers.
Pistol fingers. There's a bunch of goofy... I look into my recent activity, and there's been so much, like, dumb shit in the world in the last month. Like, I don't feel bad for being...
There's been some horrific weather. There's been some horrific politics. There's been some political responses to some horrific weather.
Yeah.
That's made everything a little... There's been a bunch of Metafilter people wrapped up in the horrific weather. So that's, I feel like, has taken up some of the general sort of Metafilter spoon ability to do the other stuff.
Yeah. And the other stuff is there. And I found a few links. But it's funny, I was looking through my recent activity. And I was like, oh, God, it's like it's nothing but the bad stuff. And I was like, oh, that's the stuff that has legs. People are still talking about that like 3 weeks after it posted. I want to go find the links that people stopped talking about like 2 days after it was posted because there was nothing to say beyond, oh, that's rad. So I got down to the far end and I started finding things like, how could I forget? Do you remember? This is a video by, Demi.
I thought this was
last name. I've never actually like heard him say it. So
you can probably look it up on Wikipedia maybe.
But anyway, fantastically funny guy, had a really, really great Vine feed when you could still have a Vine feed, still making lots of funny videos on the internet. He does some writing for The Good Place. Fantastically funny guy, and he did a video last September 21st about a remix of, I can't remember the name of the song. It's some Earth, Wind, and Fire song, I think. But, you know, do you remember? Watch the video, and it'll be there. But anyway, it's just a goofy video I made. And then, like, this year, people posted it again because it's September 21st. It's the 21st of September. And then he posted a new one for this year. And, oh, it's all good. There's no way I can – I should just say, hey, go watch this thing because I can't do it any justice. But it's fantastic.
Aww.
It's a fun thing that you should go watch. Another fun thing that you should go watch – is this this post by Self Noise about a guy named...
Okay. No, don't. Okay. Sorry.
Andre Regan.
Well, I had a segue that was cool, but
oh,
I'll
it,
just...
It. No, do it.
Speaking of Do You Remember, which is Husker Du in some other language, there was the Grant Hart drummer obituary thread that was very sweet only because... you know, a lot of people felt really good things about Grant Hart, number one. But number two, they had just released a whole bunch. They're releasing a whole bunch of back stuff. And so people could also sort of talk about that in addition to just talking about Grant Hart. It was a really nice thread, as these obit threads go.
So the thing I was going to mention is Andre Regetli, maybe? I don't know. He's a ski jumper. And Self Noise made a post about his training regime. So there's two links to the post. One is this crazy, complicated, you know, world record ski jump trick, and the other one is him awkwardly jumping around on a bunch of oddly shaped things in a room as sort of like a training regime for
To like practice.
Yeah, because I mean he's got to have like crazy strong legs that are also like super like nimble to be able to like
they can do all sorts of things. Oh God, I'm watching it right now. Oh my God.
And it's just
oh my
totally
God, my ankles are freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, like I would never do this. but it's pretty adorable to watch. So
it's like super that. Adorable. Wow. Oh my God. Yeah. Everybody should watch this. Wow. American Ninja Warrior.
It's good stuff.
Cool. That's a great post. Thanks, Self Noise.
There was also this nice little thing called The Last Mile, just a drone tracking video time lapse of a UPS driver delivering a package to the owner of the drone.
That was just not enough verbs in that sentence, I don't think.
Yeah.
What is it?
A guy who lives out in the States arranged for his UPS driver to let him have his drone track the UPS truck as it drove up the long, winding road. Dirt road to his, you know, out of the way house. So it's just a short time lapse video of a UPS truck driving down a road, shot by a drone that is just automatically following the truck. So it's kind of cool technology and a cool visual. And maybe the guy who is receiving the package is kind of a sketchy guy. It sounds like was one of the implications of a comment in the thread, but I didn't really follow the details.
Sketchy there. How?
There's a comment late in the thread sort of saying he's maybe got some problematic elements, like maybe he's a huge jerk or something. I'd have to go back and reread. But
twat waffle, I think, is the word here.
Yeah, yeah. Some sort of weird twist. But, like, no, that's in the video. The video is just this thing, so it's...
Right. Death of the author.
That's weird. Yep.
I was homeschooled on the highway. Kids' books on tape.
I think that's it for me for Metafilter, and I have a lot of fun things from Ask Metafilter.
Okay, cool. I'll mention a couple things that happened posts. On the positive side, there was Bi Visibility Week was this last week, so there's a nice post about that with some link roundup, and also in just sort of big disruptive shit that happened, that there's an interesting thread about just sort of tracking the details. There was
by
that
Grandy
whole
Sore.
Equifax thing.
You know that I'm suing Equifax in small
yes.
claims court, right?
See, so I was hoping maybe you would talk a little bit about if you felt like it.
Shit, I didn't even post in this thread by Jeff Burgess because this was like the day after this happened and I was still in Massachusetts. I wasn't even back to Vermont yet. Like, I really feel like yeah. I had my Massachusetts life and my Vermont life and they're different. Oh, I should totally post in this thread. Oh, in fact, the last comment is about me. Okay, so, so my birthday was the 5th of September, right? And we celebrated it on, I guess, the 6th of September. I don't remember what the hell happened. But so on my birthday, Jim and I were together and he got a phone call from his bank. And this was like Labor Day, so I guess it was the day before my birthday. Basically, someone had tried to socially engineer their way into his bank account by like calling on the phone. You know, so they called the bank on the phone, had his social, and were trying to make the bank do things.
Yeah.
And the bank was like, you don't know any of the secret pass codes, so no. But then they called him, and so he had to spend 15 or 20 minutes of, like, what we were going to be doing hanging out on my birthday dealing with the fucking bank. And I was like, bullshit. And then I found out about the Equifax thing, and as you know, my mother died this summer, and I'm dealing with all of her shit, and it also means that me and my sister are essentially married, combined to my mother's stuff, because we're both, you know, co-responsible executor people of the thing. And so I've just fucking had it, you know what I mean? And this Equifax thing is just bullshit, and, like, I'm not even their customer, so it's not even, like... You know, I signed away my rights in a terms of service I didn't read. Like, they just took my shit and lost it. And so I was annoyed. And one of the things about Vermont that's super interesting is it's very small, but it still has all the normal infrastructure that you need to have a state. And so what that means is there's a courthouse that doesn't have a very long list of shit that needs to happen there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a small set of criminals and a small set of family court things and a small set of small claims, but it's all pretty tiny. And I was like, you know, I could probably sue Equifax in small claims court because I'm mad and I believe it's going to cost me money to deal with this. And also, to be perfectly honest, I want to kind of raise awareness of this kind of crap that happens to people and let people feel like there's something they can actually do,
yeah.
Right? So realistically, I don't expect to get any money from Equifax, but what I would like to do is get some publicity for the fact that there's stuff people can actually do that isn't just sitting around being mad or taking Equifax's way out of it, which is like, you can use our, you know, corporate credit monitoring. Fuck you, Equifax. I don't want that. So I just decided to fill out the paperwork, and it cost $90, which is, I'm not saying everybody's got $90, but like, it's $90. I have $90. So I filled out some paperwork and I got a summons in the mail and I sent the summons to Equifax and they got it. And now we're going to see what happens. They have a month to reply. That's where we are right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and the local newspaper is doing a little thing on me, which is actually probably has more social utility than actually suing Equifax, because more people are going to kind of learn about what's going on. You know, it's not about me, but I can use me as a vehicle so that people can sort of understand the larger issue, which is, who are these companies? What do they do? Why do they have my information? Am I at risk? Am I in danger? What can I do? And so, yeah, I felt like it would be good. And, you know, my mother, who I miss a little bit, would have liked it. Like, this would have made her laugh, right? Because she was always writing slightly pointed, bitchy letters to people who had, you know, participated in fuckery that was a headache. So it was kind of, you know, a little thing to her, a little publicity grab, and who knows, maybe I'll win.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing what comes of it.
Yeah. And it, my most popular tweet ever was tweeting that I was suing Equifax, which interests me. I mean, Twitter's also, I think, getting more popular. But, you know, I got a lot of positive feedback and very little negative feedback, as opposed to tweeting about the librarian who didn't like the Dr. Seuss books that Melania Trump sent her. And it's just been, you know, kill yourself tweets all morning. So,
yeah.
We can all hate Equifax together, left wing and right wing.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, hey, do you want to talk about Ask Metafilter?
Sure. Sure. Let's first talk about how we draw a penis.
All right.
This is a very interesting question from Literary Hero. Basically, grew up in Philadelphia, and if someone were going to, like, quick stretch sketch what, like, a penis looked like, this is what it would look like. But now I've lived in Korea, and when people just quick sketch a penis, it looks like something else. So then there's this other thing, which shows sort of the Korean style, and, like, is that a cultural thing? And so then people talk about it. I wish there was a lot more feedback on this thread, because I found it really interesting. It's got 12 answers, 5 favorites, which is not enough favorites. And it was just an interesting, though brief, conversation.
Maybe we'll have to find a way to, like, revisit Signal Boosist.
Well,
we could mention it on the podcast.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great.
But I liked it. I thought it was an interesting question, and it turned into a, you know, interesting short thread. How do you learn that? Because, you know, I'm a girl. Like, I maybe other girls did this, but, like, as a girl, I did not do this. Like, I, you know, didn't draw penises in my textbooks or whatever the hell else, wherever you draw them. So I'm as interested as anybody else as a kind of a grown-up. Like, oh, people do this? Oh. Huh.
People draw all kinds of things.
Do they?
Hey, I continue to hang out on Mastodon.
Like, when I was, like, in, you know, elementary school or high school, it was, like, cars, rocket ships, Van Halen logos. You know, I don't know what else. Led Zeppelin logos. If you were just idly doodling.
Sure.
I think people are more creative with their
that weird
their
S thing that
than they used to be.
Isn't actually
you talk about
logo.
That thing, and that was not a thing in my life. What is it called?
Not actually the Stussy logo, basically. I think it's not that. Is
Stussy?
Stussy? Is that what it is?
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But we talked about this
about
in a former podcast.
Yeah, let's,
you don't want to talk about it? All right.
No, I just wanted to throw it in.
I mean, you brought it up. But
It was meant to be a humorous passing reference, not a lengthy derail. Hey, you know what I like?
That thing you didn't know from before.
this question from Radio Silence. Does your local Mexican or Tex-Mex restaurant serve a, quote, Stevens special or Stevens special? And this is a very – it's a vague question. Like, they're intentionally not describing the dish. They just want to know about whether something with that name appears at your local Mex or Tex-Mex restaurant.
Did anyone? I'm reading through the thread
I'm
now.
I'm pretty sure it's
this
like 60 people saying
thread.
No. Which,
there's 70 answers in this thread.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I think is so great about it. Like, it's – this is like – if this had been an answer, if this had been a question that turned up a few yeses in the first 24 answers, it would have been this amazing, oh, now we're on to something. But instead, it's like, this is the logical outcome of saying, hey, does this very specific thing that you've never heard of, is that something you've heard of? And, like, you know, it's the correct answer, if the answer is no. You know, I'm from here and no. And so it's like, nowhere. No one's heard of this thing? I mean, I can't swear that no one in there has said yes, but at a glance, it's just, nope, not in Minneapolis, not in Oklahoma, not in Tampa, not in Wisconsin, not in Alabama.
Right, that it's a real question as opposed to some unanswerable bullshit chat filter, like what normal thing from your childhood would be considered strange today?
Knew you were going to bring this one up.
Only because I was railing at you on Twitter about it, and whatever. It's funny, but it is, you know.
It's chatty but fun, you know. And as we've discussed before, I'm sort of more on board with that than I would have been 5 years ago.
Well, when I work at the end of October, everyone's got to get back in line.
Hey, if you're on duty,
get the fuck back in line, chatters, chatters. That's what you got chat for, chat people.
Matt got a new phone, won't leave him alone, ringing all day long, 'cause there's nothing wrong. On your fucking phone.
All right, now I got it out of my system. Oh, no, forget it. Keep going.
I like this just as an odd little relatable thing. It's sort of like a dealing with kids' homework and help me figure out not so much help me do my kids' homework.
I found
but,
this so interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
So
yeah.
This is a question by What If You Fly, basically saying, hey, school started again, kids have homework, and my kids have like an identify the part of speech for this sentence. And the sentence is, yesterday, Maria collected 10 large eggs. And the question is...
Also great because we get to listen to Josh say the E-G-G word again.
Yes, eggs. Eggs on your pegboard.
That sounds even worse.
That's the title, eggs on your pegboard.
All right, write it down.
There we go. Yeah, so the sentence is, yesterday, Maria collected 10 large eggs. And the question apparently is 10 a noun or is it an adjective? And the answer is,
because you could say yesterday Maria collected 10, in which case it's different from this sentence, kind of.
Yeah.
Right?
Sort of. I mean, it becomes an elliptical. You assume that speaking of large eggs, yesterday Maria collected 10, you know,
right.
Then you've got that back reference there. You couldn't just out of nowhere say, yesterday Maria collected 10 to someone. You'd just be like, useless. But if there's a prior conversational context, then sure. So the question is, is 10 a noun or is it an adjective? And the answer is, that's a terrible question. That doesn't make sense. 10 is it's a different specific thing. It has an adjectival quality there, but it's not really either.
And the word in and of itself compared to that. Yeah. It's confusing.
Basically,
I thought it was obvious, and it was interesting to me to read the thread where it wasn't, clearly wasn't obvious.
I think it's obvious what they were going for in the homework, but it's one of those things where it's because they're operating on a very simplified model that doesn't handle everything that's going on with linguistics. And that's reasonable for, grade school. But I remember having trouble with some parts of speech stuff as a kid, I think because I was sort of a precocious word nerd. And so I wanted to unpack this stuff at a degree that wasn't happening in my homework in grade school. And it's weird looking. It's that's because it's actually, it's fucking complicated. And they were telling you to just accept a false dichotomy because that was the level at which that was being taught. And this is sort of the same thing, and it's, so I thought it was kind of fun seeing people pick through that.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it too and was surprised. Speaking of odd, could it be chat filter questions, we have to drain the swimming pool. This is by Jeff Amaphone. We actually know how to drain the swimming pool like normal people, but how would you drain it not like normal people? And so there's essentially 91 answers, most of which are best answered at least as of a couple days ago, and a lot of different people lulzing about how to drain a swimming pool. And I just finished reading the What If book by XKCD's Randall Munroe,
oh, yeah.
Which does have this kind of approach to science in it. So it segued nice with that in my mind. So it's a fun thread, still open. Get your pool on.
There is a question from Ryan Shepherd from a couple days ago.
Love this one. Favorite.
Saying, yeah.
I already know. Yes!
What are your favorite text-only or Web 1.0, you know, old style sites? Which is just what it sounds like. You know, like some of it's actually just old. Like someone mentions the Space Jam website, which is classically not updated for 21 years now.
Yeah.
But, you know, other stuff like, you know, stuff that's also more recent, but is just explicitly going for a throwback or super ascetic style. It's kind of great. It's just a bunch
of
stuff.
Yeah, and I read this and I was like, oh, of course, I know a ton of them. And then, like, I had a really hard time coming up with a couple. So I just enjoyed clicking the other ones. And then I found this one, which I tweeted about and nobody cared, which is awesome when that happens. Like, you tweet about something you think is the coolest and, like, no uptake.
Oh,
right?
Hey.
But basically, I just finished reading a Shirley Jackson book that I did not like, but maybe you liked or somebody liked, called, because she wrote The Lottery, which everybody knows her for,
famously.
But also wrote We Have Always Lived in the Castle, which is essentially a biography of my life. And this person who has a tilde, you know, not tilde.net, but actually like rockinr.net tilde Carl, basically made a Shirley Jackson book cover project. He's got 180 Shirley Jackson book covers, and it's exactly that same glorious style that I think Ryan was referring to.
Like things laid out in tables in Times New Roman default font.
Yeah, with like a header, GIF image, and if you look at it, the page has last been updated in 2004. I actually tried briefly to track down this Carl. well, because I wanted to tell him, like, Carl, your page made me so happy. Like, because it did. You know, thanks for doing this. Thanks for keeping your website up. And then in trying to Google him, I wound up finding a different guy with the same name. And this is his picture. It's a studio portrait of him with his dueling scars.
Wow.
And it fascinated me. And so basically I tweeted about the dueling scar guy and the Shirley Jackson thing. Clearly, totally makes sense and is awesome. And other people are just like, I continue to scratch my head at your thing, but I can tell the podcast and somebody will enjoy it because Metafilter is my people.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I love that thread as well. And speaking of, because Ryan mentioned Boing Boing, I was also going to mention this very short Ask Metafilter question from Bitter Kitten. Hey, you know how Cory Doctorow used to make all his books downloadable for free? And he was really noisy about that? When did he stop doing it? Because he sure wasn't very noisy about that, was he? And, you know, I mentioned you should ask him. But people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, some of his stuff is downloadable. But definitely his latest book is out on a major publisher, not Tor, who always let him download their stuff. And it just seems like kind of silently he's maybe not quite as making his stuff available for free anymore. So I'd be interested to read more about that. But it was an interesting question because I was curious about the topic.
Yeah. A couple of fun variations on quick answers or extremely slow answers. There's a nice quick answer one from just the other day. Latkes asked about an old comic. It was like, hey, here's basically what I remember about the thing. It sort of reminded me of the Tide logo. Here's a few vague things.
The question, and of course I had no idea. I did not notice that it got answered by Vrektar.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, that really is like the Tide logo.
Yeah, so found that narrow, narrow little thing. And a cover gallery, too. So yeah, that was great. And then on the flip side, because, you know, that was answered like later that day, like within an hour or two, I think. There was another one that was like within 18 minutes and I lost track of it. I think I forgot to favorite it. But I love it when that shit happens. But I also like when this happens. Dub asked in 2008 if anybody could track down a CGI video that they saw like they thought it was a SIGGRAPH thing. It was from an old 1984 clip. asked about it, didn't get anywhere, you know, just like two answers, one other person and them responding to it. And then like 9 years later writes to say, oh, hey, I found the video, by the way.
Well, and that's fantastic. So good that you mentioned it in the podcast, because otherwise it would be in recent activity and it would only be Dub and the other dude who answered it.
Yep.
When's the last time either of those users were active?
Yeah.
Let's take a look. We haven't seen Dub around since February. Oh, okay. But Azeldon's been around recently. Well, that's cool. Hopefully that'll make Azeldon happy.
Is it Azeldon? I looked
London.
Arizona, London? Like as AZ London, but I wasn't sure if I actually got it right. Like that's like my brain got that far, and I know we've talked about this before, but like that was enough for my brain. It's like, okay, I got something to work with.
Azeldon. Yeah. Okay.
Azeldon is a lion-shaped dinosaur from Aslan.
Let's just go with it. I also enjoyed this question by anticipation of a new lover's arrival, the who I went hiking with in the White Mountains last weekend, I guess, or yeah, it must have been, and Boncliffe and a whole bunch of other people, and he's really into hiking, and basically ran into some stuff that said, hey, pre-contact Native Americans didn't climb the mountains of New England according to this thing I'm reading. That seems wrong, but talk to me about it. And so there was some interesting feedback from people in the thread, like, you know, addressing this and thinking about it. So it was cool all around. Like, yeah, I was interested in the question. I was interested in the answers. It was interesting seeing people talk amongst each other. And I also have met that user. And so that was cool.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyone who wants to see some really beautiful photography of the White Mountains should follow their Instagram.
Do it. Everybody should follow everybody's Instagram. We should do another big
talk. Instagram. Some people are a little too...
No, some people should follow some people's Instagram. I don't mean compulsively. I don't think some people are a little too chatty on Instagram for me.
And some of those people are from Metafilter, although nobody listening to this, of course.
Everybody should appropriately moderate the degree to which they follow various people on social media.
And if you're curious, but Jessamine and Josh, how do you find out who is on Instagram among Metafilter people? Please hie thee to the Metafilter Social Explorer, and you can see not only who's on Instagram, but who among the people who you are friends with, or contacts with, sorry, are on Instagram, which is really pretty awesome.
Yep.
So I can look at all the people who I've contacted and then see if I'm following them on Instagram. I'm not a very heavy Instagram user, but I like following certain people. I like following you. I like following Angela.
Yeah, I'm following, like, I feel like I'm following like 100 and something people, most of them Mephites, many of whom like stopped using Instagram like years before I started following them. Whatever. I'm not following so many people that it's an impossible soup to get through, and I enjoy it. It's nice to see. It's nice to see imagery. You know, it's funny. Like, I really, really like that Metafilter is basically a text-based place, but it's funny when you stop and think about it, like, short of looking at someone's profile photo, you don't really have, like, imagery input outside of, like, going through, like, projects posts, maybe, or someone
right, or Twitter sometimes, because there's a big overlap with, you know, heavy active Mephites and heavy active Twitter people, some of whom put more pictures up there. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But yeah, Instagram, that's a thing. Another Ask Me I liked, was, this, that, I had been talking with Secretariat about a couple weeks ago, I think at the time.
It says Maple, so I'm all in. What is it?
it's a little bit misguided, but, it's basically asking for goofy videos, which, you know, there's a lot of that data, but yeah, they've got specific, like, I'm looking for stuff to keep me entertained while I have zero attention span, while I'm a nervous wreck about something for the next few days. And I might be in a bad mood. And so I want funny internet clips.
Funny,
no bummers,
and just kind of uplifting and not like, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of good stuff. You know, it's not even a big thread, but like, you know, it's got a dozen or something answers and a bunch
Simon's
of
Cat, always a win.
There's a lot of good stuff in here. I was really enjoying going through the My Brother and Me clips that Countess Elena mentions in the second comment. And that's a podcast I really enjoy. That's the McElroy brothers, and I really enjoyed that. And I'm listening to Adventure Zone now after the fact and really enjoying that. But they have a big fan crowd, and some of those fans will do things like animate little segments out of the podcast that they thought were especially funny. So they'll like animate like 2 minutes of a bit that was particularly funny with just some sketchy animation. And it's good stuff. And you don't have to have any context for the podcast to enjoy the clips. I think it's
one of my favorite videos is in there, linked by Door Noise, with just the word poom.
Just
a dumb cat video, but for whatever reason it is one of my favorites. In fact, since it is, I should do what I haven't done before and add it to the videos I always lose list. Why am I not signed into YouTube? Fuck. Because I, you know, are you ever like that where you're like, oh, that one video, I love that video. Where is it? How do I Google for it? What is the shit? Ah! And so I finally put together a videos I always lose playlist, and I'm very pleased so that I can find more things. But the aggravating thing is occasionally stuff vanishes from it.
Yeah.
Because it gets taken down for copyright or whatever, and then I have to kind of remember, you know, what that ever was, basically, and I'm not very good at that. Something used to be here, only I don't know what it is because I lose the videos all the time.
Yeah. Ugh. Life. This modern life.
Charles has a licking problem. one of my favorites.
I don't want to be that guy, but an old-fashioned safety razor was a good investment. I don't want to be that guy, but if you're going to play two-player Contra, it's BA Select Start. I hate to be that guy who links to a Daily Mail story, but not only does he have a mom. Okay, I'm going to be that guy. I don't really read comic books, and I don't really know the Marvel canon. I don't watch much TV. Anyway, just to be that guy in the room, I don't think his ideas failed because they were bourgeoisie value.
Do you want to do a music minute before Meta Talk? I have one Meta Talk that I wanted to talk about. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. There is some stuff. I like the music. I feel like I'm really swinging choked up
in
on the bat today.
In this month's Metafilter Music Minute, let me just tee it up for you, Josh.
Well, I decided to start off with something that's got like a Gaelic name, and I'm going to fuck it up. Anyway, user LN, who has posted on music before, but not for 5 years, has made a post again for the first time in those many years, and it's some traditional Irish music that they're working on with a friend, doing some recording, and it's called Anspaladori. That went terribly.
Try it.
Anyway, Anspaladori.
Oh,
I'm trying to like. Yeah. Well, you do it.
What?
Oh,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I forgot to post the link. Okay, here I'm going to post the link now.
I read the username.
No. The username's easy. It's just LN. The letters L and N. The title of the song.
Oh. Anspiladoir.
Okay.
It's all in the confidence.
Sure.
Confidence.
Yeah, yeah. you definitely...
Except it's Irish, right? So, yeah. No, I know. I have no idea. They have W's of vowel there. It's all very confusing.
So I don't know.
I think LN made some song I loved. Oh, yeah. LN did a thing about the mining disaster. And some other really good song. So good. Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is
also good.
It's very nice. It's like traditional Irish music. Signal posted this sort of post-goth, in his words, song called You'll Thank Me Later. It's got really great sort of moody, down-tempo rock stuff going on. There is a very nice song by Eric Grande called Your Phone that's about phones. But it's just a nice recording. I like it. There's also Esteba posted. It's been posting a bit lately, actually. But one of the things posted was The Ballad of Highway Boy, which is just rad. I really like it. It sounds great. It's got and this is a dicey thing to say because people have very different feelings about Jeff Tweedy and Wilco. But it's got a real sort of Jeff Tweedy Wilco feel.
I'm a huge fan. Really, people don't like Jeff Tweedy.
Yeah, it's complicated. I don't know. I mean, most of my conversations...
Just because he's twee? Like, what's their problem with him?
See, I think it depends on the person. Some
all
people
right,
don't
I
like.
Didn't, I didn't mean it. It
some people don't like where he's gone musically. Some people don't like where he was musically. Some people are still angry about Uncle Tupelo. Some people.
I'm still mad about Uncle Tupelo.
Yeah, so it's a complicated thing. And then I recorded a song which I haven't been doing much of, so I'll go ahead and toot my own horn.
Wait, is yours the one? No, this is, has my meta talk.
Do you want me to defer?
Josh.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna not mention the last one right now, and then you can get
you
into what you want to get into.
You just mentioned it. You can just shut up and not mention it.
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Hey, you want to talk about meta talk now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Only because if you know, my callback to the earlier thread where we were talking about the cat,
where you linked
and
me
like
a
somebody
comment.
Was like, yeah, not to be that guy, but and so then. Ominous Pause, which is also funny because cat thread, put together a brief history of people on Metafilter prefacing their comments with, not to be that guy, but, and then they go be that guy. So that's hilarious. But then you, Josh, took the amazing next step of making it into not just a song, but a fucking great song. That made me so happy because one of my favorite things that you've ever done is the thing that you and I did, the Metafilter Insult Jazz thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is stand-up bass and kind of a jazzy feel to it. And this is just you kind of doing that.
Yeah.
And it's just great.
Yeah,
so
it definitely has heritage to that old recording, which was a whole lot of fun to make. So, yeah, no, I had a good time with it. It was just one of those things, like, you know, I used to do that a lot. It's like I'd get a little bug up in my ass and I'd, like, do something inside of an hour and then post it. And, yeah, I haven't done it as much as that in the last few years. But it was nice to have an excuse to.
Yeah, and even if you're somebody who doesn't listen to a lot of music or maybe you don't like Josh or you don't like MetaTalk or you don't like Metafilter, I defy you to listen to this and not have your, you know, heart grow three sizes. It's just a great thing. And I just want to do one more music callback because, like, every now and again – I sit in my house and I'm not having the world's best day and I have a playlist on my iTunes, which is just songs that make me happy, you know? Like, it's your favorite songs and it's a playlist of my favorite songs and usually something will, like, poke me in some good feel bone and then I'll feel better.
Sure.
And the song that came up this time, and I have a lot of stuff from Metafilter Music there. In fact, I should go and download, you know, the last 400 songs from Metafilter Music so I can find more stuff I like. But this song by Snowfoam, which is called Secure the Ports, and if you go the whole title, it's Secure the Ports, There's a Snake in My Shorts, Don't Call Animal Control. It's basically like a hilarious, like, dick joke song. It is so funny, and it just came on and just made my whole day, and it's from 2007. I went to Snowfoam's Facebook page and was like, dude, this song, again... totally made my day. So I just, you know, wanted to give it. I left a comment in the thread. The last comment was from me from 2012. And I just, you know, the long tail of some of this stuff is always delightful for me.
No,
so
I love
thanks,
that. Like,
Snowfoam. I love this song.
Seeing an old comment or a new comment show up on like an old song is always just like super fucking delightful for me.
Yeah.
So yes, I heartily encourage that sort of thing. Go back to a song that you liked from like 6, 8, 10 years ago and just leave a new comment saying, oh, hey, this is still fucking rad. I guarantee the poster will enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to mention fanfare, being inclusive here, and remember to mention fanfare. There are two things. I will preface by saying I have not watched either of these, and one of them I probably won't bother with, but it's such a thematic thing. There's two new Star Trek shows out, one of which is actually a Star Trek show.
And you didn't watch it.
Yeah, no, I think we'll probably watch it like tonight or this weekend. So the actual new Star Trek show, there's a, you know, fanfare discussions happening for Star Trek Discovery, which is sounding like it's not bad, and hopefully CBS won't completely murder it by trying to launch a streaming service, because who the fuck is going to buy your streaming service, CBS?
Oh, they will. CBS is actually really dickish and difficult to get to, like on your Apple TV, for example, even if you're already paying for cable.
Well, excellent.
Like,
that's
shouldn't be, but it is. I don't know why.
But there's fanfare discussions of that, and there's also the new Seth MacFarlane vehicle, the Orville, which is sort of a satire of Star Trek and maybe trying to be serious, and it's Seth MacFarlane I have zero patience for. There was a Metafilter thread about the Orville, too, and I think Greg Nogg has started up a podcast with someone just to basically shit on it because it's so bad. So,
oh, God.
But there's fanfare discussions of it, too, if you'd like to get in on that. So there's your Star Trek thematic fanfare news for September. Yeah. Yep.
Good.
Man, I'm beat. You done podcasting?
I'm done podcasting. My friend's going to come pick me up. We're going to go for a walk around the neighborhood, and then I'm going to go sit around and watch Jeopardy with my neighbor friends.
Nice.
But I'm glad we got to spend this time together.
Me too. I think I'll go play
some Zelda.
I don't
want to be too Mr. Rogers about it, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling the cardigan.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's freaking normal temperatures here, which makes me so happy. It was 90 degrees nice. All week.
Yeah, it was warm for a couple days here.
And
the
now
last
it's more
days,
like 62.
Which is not great. Yeah.
It's the best.
It's like rainy out. Ah, I like that so much.
Ah.
Well, hey, have fun in Canada. I'll talk to you next month.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you sooner than next month.
Yeah. By the time you talk to me, I will have gone to Canada and Wisconsin and been back from both.
Nice.
Yeah. Should be.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Tell Angela get well soon.
Will do.
Bye.
She was an amateur herpetologist. I was just a guy with an urge. It was hot outside, so we were in the bar. I showed her mine, hoping she would show me hers. Secure the ports, there's a snake in my shorts. But don't call animal control. Just gets bigger, yeah, but don't you figure even a serpent has a soul. She was a scientist at the university. She harvested venom to make anti-venom. I was just a guy with a streak of perversity that got the better of